You could soon see more bicycles in Phoenix. Yesterday, the city council approved a dockless bike share program. To some, the beauty of the dockless system is that bikes can be left virtually anywhere after the user is done riding them. To others, that's the ugly side of it, and that's what led Phoenix to create new rules. And now KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to talk about Phoenix's program and how it hopes to maintain safety and avoid neighborhood clutter. Now, before we get to the new stuff, we should mention, Christina, Phoenix already has a bike share program, right?
It does. The program is operated by Grid Bike Share. It includes fixed docking stations where bikes are parked. So you either have to go to a designated station to pick up or return a bike.
And the dockless system is allowing someone to use an app on their phone to unlock a bike anywhere they come across one. And that's been a sore spot for some council members.
That's right. The two most vocal council members have been Sal DeCiccio and Laura Pastor. In DeCiccio's case, he says part of his district has been inundated with dockless bikes from Scottsdale.
We've reached a point where people are no longer accepting personal responsibility. We saw these creeping into Arcadia from Scottsdale. What happened? We sent our staff out, our interns out, collected all the bikes, and brought them to the neighboring city and dropped them off there so that they were off our streets.
The new program, which kicks in July 30th, requires dockless bikes be parked upright, no laying them across sidewalks or leaving them in people's yards. They must also provide at least 4 feet of space so people can get around them. They cannot be parked in certain areas like loading zones, transit zones, or within 10 feet of entrances and exits.
Okay, so if they are parked in those so-called no parking zones, what happens?
As part of the permit process, the companies are supposed to have contact information on each bike. So if you come across one that's maybe parked on your business or blocking a sidewalk, you can call and say, hey, get this out of here. Some companies say they typically respond within 24 hours of being notified. Now, if the city has to get involved and actually move a bike that's parked in a prohibited area, the ordinance says the city can charge the company $80 per bike.
So the program outlines areas where dockless bikes shouldn't be parked. Is there any plan to designate specific parking areas for them?
Well, that's an idea Councilwoman Laura Pastor seems to like, or at the very least, she wants to look into it. She convinced her colleagues to go along with her amendment yesterday, which requires city staff to look at data from the first 6 months of the dockless program to determine where designated parking areas need to be established. She mentioned some data she found related to Seattle.
It shows that 10% of the free roaming dockless bikes are placed in places that completely block pedestrian traffic, and more than 10% of the dockless bikes have been rendered as unrideable.
The other part of her amendment calls on dockless companies to have something called lock to technology in place by February 1st. The technology allows users to lock bikes to a physical object like a bike rack. Chicago just launched a pilot program a couple months ago requiring similar technology. Proponents say the idea behind it is to make sure sidewalks are clear and accessible.
Okay, but the Chicago pilot program has generated some controversy?
Yeah, it has. Two dockless companies, Lime and OFO, both of which operate in Tempe, do not currently have the technology for users to lock bikes to stationary objects. Their technology allows users to lock bike wheels when they park. The Chicago Tribune recently quoted a Lime representative as saying it seemed like the city was focused on tipping the scales for bikes using lock-to technology. At council chambers yesterday, we heard from Blaine Light. He's the general manager for OFO here in Phoenix. He told the council that requiring lock-to technology would limit access to areas that only have acceptable infrastructure.
I want to stress that we are here to provide urban mobility for everyone, and that is our goal. And to accomplish that by adding lock-to, it would be very prohibitive and would force these bikes to be in areas like downtown Phoenix, but not like in other areas where they can be equal access for everyone.
But Councilwoman Pastor thinks the February 1st deadline gives everyone enough time to add the technology and operate according to the new rules.
Okay, sounds like the next 6 months or so will be something to watch.
That's a safe bet.
KJZZ's Christina Estes riding off in the sunset. Christina, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.